knife that cut her up into about 50 pieces, and every place one of the chunks fell became a holy place for Kina's worshippers. Just reading between the lines and guessing, I'd say Katavar is where her head hit the ground.
I got a notion One Eye was on the right track, back when he was going to desert and retire.
One Eye gawked. Goblin saying something positive about anything he ever did?
The hell I was. I just had an attack of juvenile angst. I got over it, and got responsible again.
There's a new concept, I observed. One Eye responsible.
For catastrophes and afflictions, maybe, Goblin said.
One Eye said,
I don't get the Kina story. If she died back at the beginning of the world, how could she be giving us trouble for the last 20 or 30 years?
It's religion, dimwit, Goblin barked. It don't got to make sense.
Kina is a goddess, I said. I guess gods can't ever be completely dead. I don't know, One Eye. I didn't make it up, I just reported it. Look, the Goonie don't believe anybody dies, really. Their soul goes on.
Goblin chuckled. If these Goonie got it right, you're in deep shit, Rump Boy. You gotta keep going round on the wheel of life till you get it right. You got a lot of karma to work off.
Stop now, I snapped. We're supposed to be working. Work. Not the favorite swear word of either man. I told them, you get Mergen nailed down, or chained down, whatever it takes to keep him under control. Then you help Sara try to get through to him. I have a suspicion things are going to get exciting before long, and we'll need him wide awake and cooperative.
One Eye grumbled.
Sounds to me like you don't plan to be here looking over our shoulders.
I was up already. Clever man. I have some reading and some translating to do. You can manage without me, if you concentrate.
One Eye told Goblin,
we got to get that little bit into the sack with some guy'll pork her brains out.
His cure for all ills, even at his age. I paused to say, when he's given everything else the once-over, have him search for Narian and the Daughter of Night. I did not need to explain how badly we needed to keep those two from achieving their ends. Chapter 16
I've got it!
I shouted, running back to the corner where Mergen's friends and family were trying to torment him into taking a broader interest in the world of the living.
I found it! I've got it!
I hope you ain't gonna give it to me,
One Eye grumbled. My excitement was so loud and intense, even Mergen, who was caught in the mist and being a real pain about his situation, paused to study me. I had a feeling, an intuition the other day, that the answer was in the annals, in Mergen's annals, and I'd just overlooked it. Maybe because it had been so long since I read them, and I wouldn't have thought to look for it back then.
And behold, One Eye sneered, there it is, in ink of gold on Mayrek's tinted paper with little scarlet arrows saying, here it is, little girl, the secret of the—
Stuff it, dustbag! Goblin snapped. I want to hear what Sleepy found.
Though it would have been him doing the sarcasm if One Eye had not beat him to it.